God forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge, one a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend. Because your word is thin, one that loves without price, like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest that I've known the longest hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurt. Want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemy. Want to love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want to walk like you, talk like, just like you did. Want to be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live. Totally free from the pain of the past, and the heart that lets go is the heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been hard. What to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the prayer line. I think I need to cut that off. Okay, so it's gone. This is Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. We welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministry prayer line on tonight. We're only going to be on for an hour tonight, and we are going to pray. Amen. While my husband is still on his way, I'm going to share a scripture. And I'm going to be sharing from the New Testament. From the New Testament. Luke chapter, I think I'm looking for a particular scripture. Let me just share with you for 1 second. Okay. Let me go right to this scripture, Luke chapter 23. We all always hear this in the last 7 words of Jesus from the cross. Luke chapter 23, verse 34, and it says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And I just want to basically talk tonight a little bit about forgiveness. You know, it's easy to say that we're Christian. It's easy to say that we're walking with Christ. But it's often difficult to do the tough things like obey. And Pastor talked last week about tithing. And today I'm talking about forgiving. Amen. Those are the tough things. Those are the things that we hold out and say, you know what, I'm not going to do that, because those are the things that we're not readily agreeable to. But God has called us to forgive. And we as Christians, we have to walk this thing out. You know, we have to walk it out. There are too many Christians in the body that are holding grudges against each other. And, you know, for those of you who are on Facebook, you probably saw my Facebook page, you know, that I went through a little drama on today. I was talking to someone, and they literally cursed me out. And my thing was to forgive. I got upset at first. I was very, very upset at first. And I wanted to curse back. You know, somebody hits you, you want to hit back. Somebody strikes out at you, you want to strike back. But the thing about it is that you have to always remember Jesus. We can't get in the flesh. We can't get in the flesh. We are commanded to walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, then we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And we have to recognize, when you're in the Spirit, you recognize the enemy and the tactics of the enemy. That's why Ephesians tells us to put on the full armor of God. You know, we have to clothe ourselves in the full armor of God. I preached a sermon last week where I talked about, you know, just getting out of the Spirit. And people often come down on me saying I'm too deep, I'm too spiritual. It doesn't take all of that. You don't have to always be so stringent in your faith. But you know what? I do. I really do. Because if I don't, I will get in the flesh real quick. If we do not live in the Spirit, we will operate in the flesh. And I need Jesus. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every second that's in the minute and every minute that's in the hour. I need Jesus, because there's no good thing that dwells in this flesh. You know, I don't know if you know my testimony, but I grew up mad. you know, daddy, you know, molested as a child. I was molested as a child. My father left us uncovered. My daddy beat my mom. So by the time I came to Christ, I was messed up. I was, you know, by the time I was 33 years old, I was a hot mess, you know, really a hot mess. And I would go off on you in a second, a flash. If you said something to me, my God, you were going to get it. I could cuss you out in a second and walk away and not even think twice about it. I was angry. I was hurting. I was broken, busted, and disgusted. But when Jesus came in the book of Ezekiel, God tells us, and he promises us that he will give us a new heart. He said, I will give you a new heart. I will take away the heart of stone. I'll take away that stony heart. I'll give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit in you, and I will move you to obey my commands. And I'm telling you, listen to me. Listen, God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. And take back anything that he has said in his word. God's word will not change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. And we have to, you know, we have to come up. When you have opposition, when you have persecution, when somebody treats you wrong or mistreats you or curses you out or for no good reason, you have to look at that as God stretching you and pressing you to take you to another level, to take you to another dimension, to get more oil out of you, to make you look more like him so that he can get the glory in your life. He tells us that we were created for his glory. He says, I formed you. I created you for my glory. So, you know, when you think about Jesus on the cross, how he was whipped, how he was ridiculed, how he was spit on, how he was talked about, and how he was on that cross, the very people that he came to die for, the very people that he was going to suffer for, that he was up on that cross for, were the same ones that were saying, crucify him. The same ones that he healed that said, Hosanna, Hosanna, the son of David, is, you know, Hosanna, Hosanna. The same ones that praised him, the same ones that he helped, the same ones that he healed were saying, crucify him. And what did Jesus do? I'll tell you what he did. He practiced what he preached. He practiced what he had been teaching the disciples, what he taught Peter. When he said, Peter said, how many times do I have to forgive? And Jesus said, 7 times 70, over and over again. And there were some lessons where he said, if they repent, forgive. But there were other lessons where he said, just forgive. Forgive. If they hit you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. And that's a hard lesson because most of us don't like being jumped off. We don't like being pushed into a corner. We don't like being cursed out. We don't like being hit. We don't like taking hits. But listen, we need to start learning how to take some hits for the kingdom because we already have the victory. We already have the victory. And look from whence the offense comes. I always tell people, hurting people hurt people. And we who are mature, we who are walking this thing out, we have to remember those people that are in the flesh, they're yet carnal, especially if it's a brother or sister in Christ, they are babes, and they're looking at you. They're looking at me to be the bigger person, to be that Christian who will say, you know what, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I'm already dead to the things of this earth. Come on, somebody. Emotions? Come on. We're already dead to the things of this world. We're already seated in heavenly places. Pastor Anthony preached that on Sunday. We're already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which means that we're not under our circumstances, but we are seated above our circumstances. So we got to, if we feel like we're in the flesh, like I felt today for this, that hot minute, we got to get back in the spirit. We got to live and abide and dwell. He says, I am the vine. My Father is the husbandman. Stay connected to me, and you will bear much fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. It's not just saving souls when he talks about the fruit. When Jesus talks about the fruit, he's also talking about the fruit of the Spirit versus the works of the flesh. And we as Christians, we got to grow up. My God, Facebook has spoiled us. Social media has spoiled us. Distractions and drama have spoiled us to the point where we are walking in the flesh more than we're walking in the spirit. And God is saying today, get back in the spirit. Get back in the spirit, because I can't get no glory in your flesh. God can't get any glory in our flesh. And these babies that are walking around and they're hurting us, they are babies. And we are who are mature. We got to be the ones to set the example. We got to be Christ in this earth realm. We got to be God's glory shining forth. Let your light so shine so that men and women can see your good works and glorify our Father. God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth, those who will abide in him, live in him, dwell in him, operate in him, show forth his glory, my God. So it's a light affliction. Come on, somebody. I know somebody out there, you're walking through some things, but I'm here to tell you on today, it's a light affliction. Man up, woman up, man of God up, woman of God up. Get up, G up, come on, put on the full armor. Let's do this. We have too much work to do to come down off the wall. Why are we going to let the little foxes spoil the vine? We have to stay on the wall. Keep your sword, keep your weapon, your sword in your hand. Keep your word, keep your Bible open. Meditate on this word day and night. Dwell in this word. Not so you can have a car or a house or material things, but so that you can prosper in the spirit realm, my God, and have victory everywhere, in everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, and so that you can win some, so that you can pick a brother up, pick a sister up. So, you know, the person that cursed me out today, they were hurting. They came back. They repented. They apologize. They are hurting. They are broken. They are a baby. That's a baby. My God. So woe unto me if I sit around and sulk because of a brother, a weaker brother, or a weaker sister. Amen. I'm praying. We got to pray for each other. Lift each other up. Hold each other up. Amen. So we're going to go into prayer. Amen. But I want to exhort you, listen, forgive, forgive. Don't let this stuff sit in your heart and mess with you in the flesh. Don't get in the flesh over offenses. Don't get in the flesh over people. Don't allow circumstances, worry. I told my husband last week, I said, I'm not worrying about anything, and I'm praying about everything. And we have to do that. We have to repent. Some of y'all need to repent. Some of us need to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I messed up. I've been holding a grudge. And you want to know something? I'm going to pray because I only put this on for an hour. But you want to know something? God's been dealing with me all day about forgiveness. Even when I was reading the Bible, he said we were given the ministry of reconciliation. And he said, I was reading the Bible notes, how you know how we study our Bible. And he said, if you have a rift with a brother or sister in Christ, they will happen. Sometimes rifts happen. He said, but you should not allow that rift to continue. And I got convicted. Because I know of a few sisters. You hear me? Listen to me. I know of a few sisters that I'm like, I don't want nothing to do with them. I forgive them, but I don't want to be in a relationship with them. But God is saying I'm wrong because they're part of the body, which means they are part of me. So I got to go now and be in a relationship. Because these sisters, they're not continually hurting me. They hurt me one time, and I'm like, that's it. I'm not going to put up with it. But God's like, no, girl, get yourself together. Put your pride down and go and be in a relationship with these people. And you know exactly who they are. So I had to repent. And some of us on this line, on this prayer line, we come every Tuesday. And some of our prayers are not being answered because we're holding anger and resentment and unforgiveness in our hearts. And then we're going and we're cursing out our kids and our spouses and we're holding grudges. But we're praying, lifting up a holy hand, saying hallelujah. And God's like, you got to forgive. So that's my lesson for today. And I thank God for Jesus. I remember Jesus. The moment I got teed off, I had to remember Jesus. I had to say, whoa, Jesus took my sins. And who am I? He forgave me. And who am I not to forgive? Amen. So let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor. Talking good tonight in the name of Jesus. That word ministered to my spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The spirit of anger is ever so lurking.
Yes.
We really have to be so discerning and so wise and exercise wisdom, because the enemy knows how our buttons can be pushed, how people can get under our skin and rattle our feathers. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
The enemy knows just when we're having a bad day and we're vulnerable, that's when he comes.
Yes.
Because we're not on our guard. We don't have on the whole armor. And it's amazing because that spirit of anger, when my wife shared with me what happened to her from talking to her earlier, something got on me. And it's amazing how we as human beings, we are people.
Yes.
Amen.
We are.
To God with real emotions.
That's right.
And there's only one perfect one. His name is Jesus. But the rest of us, as she ministered tonight, have to get back to what she was ministering on repentance and reconciliation and keeping the peace. The word talks a lot about that. Amen, that we are peacemakers.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you. Your word comes to instruct. Your word comes to correct. Your word comes to rebuke. Your word comes to guide. And Father God loves in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So without your word, we are lost.
Yes, God.
So Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for our hearts, our ears and our minds and our spirit to be open to your word.
Yes, Lord.
As you minister to us through the spirit of prayer tonight, Lord, change us from the inside out. Change the things, Lord, in the name of Jesus that are not pleasing in your sight. We thank you. Glory be to God that your word says, work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes,
so in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Yes, we're going to get houses and cars and college degrees and the materialistic things that this world have to offer to have a better life in the natural. But God, we understand that it is the spiritual nature of the characteristics, those things found in Ephesians, those fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians, the things that you can't put money on. We're praying in those areas tonight.
Yes, Lord.
The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of discernment.
Yes.
The spirit of knowledge.
Yeah.
We're praying in those areas, the fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, and temperance, and long-suffering. We're praying, Lord, the spirit of faith. We're praying for meekness and kindness and gentleness. These are the things that you want the believer to continuously work on. And right now, we're humbling ourselves, saying, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yes.
If we got in the spirit, if we lost our cool,
yes,
if we blew off the handle, if God, we missed it and we did share our mind in the flesh,
yes, God.
We repent right now,
yes,
and say, Lord, forgive us.
Forgive us,
as we move forward by faith and not by sight. We're praying for the Holy Ghost, the one that you said don't grieve, the one that you said is the spirit of truth, the one that you call the comforter. We're praying right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that greater is he that's in us than he that is in this world.
Amen. Yeah.
So we pray right now for the greater one to rise up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his name is Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes, hallelujah.
His name is Abba, Father, who art in heaven. His name is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. His name is El Shaddai. We thank you, glory be to God, for Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you, Yeshua, Yahweh, have your way in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, as we move forward with the spirit of prayer tonight, somebody standing in the need of prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody needed a financial miracle. Someone needs employment and a place to live. Someone is in need of an automobile and reliable transportation. Someone is going to a job that they hate, and they're praying, God, for a door to open. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes.
Someone is looking for that godly relationship.
Yes, God.
The one that they know that your hand and your fingerprint is on, God. Someone needs a miracle and a turnaround and a breakthrough as it relates to their health and their well-being. We speak healing right now over every life. We speak wellness and prosperity over every life. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace, Jesus, was upon you. And by your stripes, we have been declared healed.
My God.
Your word said everything pertaining to holiness and godliness has already been given to us. So we thank you right now that we will operate. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes.
We will operate in the name of Jesus in a spirit of excellence. Let your light so shine before men that they might glorify your Father who is in heaven. So, God, you sent your word that we might be healed,
Jesus.
And you sent your word to save us from our destruction. And, honey, as you talked tonight, if we're not careful, we will self-destruct.
Yeah.
And that's the plan of the enemy, to get us out of the will of God.
Yeah, wow.
That's why he's the deceiver.
Wow.
He understands we can't operate in the spirit at full capacity if that bitterness and that anger is in our heart.
My God.
If that bitterness and anger is in our heart, God can't work through that in his full capacity and maximize what he wants to manifest.
Mm.
That's why he says, what? Without love, we're nothing.
Wow.
But that clanging brass and that tingling cymbal.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a lot of right things.
My God.
But we need the love in our heart. And as this world, he said the world will wax cold. I'm preaching to myself right now. He said the world will wax cold, people of God. So when people treat you wrong, when people don't treat you right, when people, amen, come against you and persecute you for no reason, Pastor Rebecca pointed out tonight that Jesus went through more. So we're going to continue to pray tonight.
Yes.
We believe in God by faith that the lessons that she opened this prayer line with tonight are eternal, and they will keep us. So we thank God for prayer. We thank God for faith. We thank God iron sharpens iron. Wow.
Wow.
Iron really does sharpen iron. And Pastor, the ones that come on a weekly basis, we're not talking to babes in Christ. We're talking to the mature, the very elect of God. And the word says in this day, even the very elect can be deceived. So the enemy, I said it on Sunday, he know how to get to us, but we got to let go and let God. We got to let go and let God.
My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, that is so powerful. Iron does sharpen iron, and we truly do have to, we got to let go and let God. Amen. That is just so powerful. And you got to find you have to find your tribe. You have to get around like-spirited individuals, people who will, when you're weak, you have to be around for people who are going to help pull you up. You know, when I'm weak, Pastor Anthony is there to help pull me up. When he's weak, I'm there. You know, somebody got to be spiritual, you know.
In marriage, in relationships,
amen.
With your children.
Amen. Somebody. If everybody's calling on, you're going to have a hot mess. You know, somebody got to stay spiritual, that spiritual voice of reason. Somebody always got to be able to remember Jesus, to go back to Jesus. And it's not always going to be everybody, because we go through, but at least most of the time you want to be around people who will build you up in the spirit realm, amen, and keep reminding you of who you are and what God has said about you, amen. So iron does sharp iron. That's powerful, Pastor. So we're going to open the prayer lines. If you press 1, again, we're only going to be here until 8:30 because we do have something else to do tonight. But we want to take all of the calls, the prayer requests on tonight. Amen. Area code 919. God bless you. Your phone line is open. You start your telephone number ends with 9.
Hi, this is Jamila. How are you guys doing?
God bless you, Jamila. How are you?
I am well. I hope you both are well. I'm just calling in because, well, what you were speaking on, I feel like you were talking directly to me, which I thought, I forgave. And I went back and you know, said I forgave them again, certain situations in my life. But, you know, I did a little bit. I'm like, well, I do speak whenever, you know, they speak. And I'm like, I'm good. You know, I don't really take it beyond that. But it's still me. I just ask that you guys just pray for me. God just killed his pride. I need to let it go. And I really need to walk in forgiveness. And God, I need God to show me how to deal with the situation, because self just doesn't want to deal with it. It wants to deal with it with a long-handled spoon. But for this to come back again, back in the forefront, I know that this is for me, and I'm missing the mark, because there are other areas of life that there is struggle with. But I just feel like if you can pray for me, just.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. And now your name is Jamila, right?
Correct.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, we just praise your name, Lord. We thank you for Jamila on tonight, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even just her being open and transparent, because if we don't face what's going on with us, when you put your finger on it, God, we realize that you can never fix it. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for our sister and her transparency and her coming up to the altar for prayer on tonight, God. And Lord, we pray for her, God. Lord, even though she says she has forgiven, Lord, I know that feeling of forgiven and still feeling the pain, and forgiven and still feeling that little twinge of anger, and forgiven and still not wanting to be bothered. God, Lord, I know what she's walking in, God, because you have delivered me from that, God, and you're still delivering me. So, Lord, I ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to do the work that you have begun in her and both of us, oh God, and bring us to that place of total deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to forgive the people, the person, Father God, that it goes back to, God, that person that first triggered this angry spot in her, Father God. Help us to forgive, oh God, and to let it go in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her not to, Father God, feel like she got anything coming to her, Father God, but let her out of just obedience, let her just forgive. So, Lord, I ask that you would give her wisdom and how to deal with this person. Help her, Father God, even in the spirit of reconciliation, if there is any, that you will give her wisdom on what to do, that you will let her know whether or not she should even be in a relationship with this person, God, Father God. Let her know, Father God, that what her safe place is, God. Continue to keep her, God. But, Lord, first and foremost, before we do anything, I ask for total healing for her, God. Lord, whatever it is, whatever it was, God, that you will go back and that you will heal her from the sting of the injury, God, that you will touch that area, oh God, and just bring total deliverance, God. Lord, take away the sting, take away the hurt, take away the pain, take away the anger, take away the memories, take away, Father God, everything that's hindering her. Every stronghold, break it off tonight, God. Everything that's hindering her from moving forward, God, we ask that you break it off tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we pray for total healing and total victory in her life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I just want to share with you the first person that really hurt me, again, was my dad. I really hated him for a long time. And then, again, I talked about being molested, and I hated that person for a long time. When I forgave, when I made up my mind that I was going to release this thing and forgive out of obedience, then the pain was dissipated. The God began to take everything away, and it still hurt. And every time I talked about it, I would find myself crying. But God, over the time, he began to take away the sting. And one day I woke up, Jamila, and it wasn't hurting anymore. And I was totally free from that. So I believe that God is doing a process in your life because it goes back a little further than it goes back so far. And God's going to totally take off the layers, and he's going to begin to give you healing glory by glory, faith by faith, that the healing is going to come. So through his word, through you being in his presence, through prayers, God's going to totally deliver you from that thing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, but the first step is to declare, I forgive them. Just open your mouth and say, I forgive. You know, and when that anger comes back up, I forgive. I forgive. And as far as the relationship, I'm going to let you go, but this is for everybody. This is for everybody, yes. As far as the relationship, for everybody who has to forgive somebody, Pastor just said it, use wisdom. If they're, you know, brother, sister, mother, father, you know, wife, husband, those are things that, you know, we forgive and you want to continue the relationship, but some of those areas need counseling. And if it's somebody like a boyfriend or somebody that's past or a girlfriend, somebody you know, then you might want to just cut your losses, you know, and say, you know what, I'm not going back there. And if they're unrepentant, if they're going to keep hurting you, just keep your distance until they decide that they're not going to hurt you anymore, until you can trust that being around them is not going to hurt you anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So,
amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Jamila. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. God is doing something in your life. Just keep on moving forward with him. Amen. God is doing something mighty. I feel God doing something mighty in her life, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. We're going to move quickly through the calls. Area code 832.
Oh, hello?
Yes, God bless. 832,
oh,
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. This is Elaine. Hello, Prophet Anthony and Prophetess Rebecca. How are you today?
We are well.
We're doing well tonight.
God bless you.
Good, good. I was just calling to hear from the Lord, different things that he might have to say to me.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we're going to let the Spirit lead us tonight. It's been just a flow of God tonight, real talk with real issues and real people. And we know that God knows you through and through from your childhood to where you are today.
Yes.
And he has a wonderful plan for your future.
Yes.
Let us pray.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even the spirit of this on this prayer line tonight is a wonderful healing spirit.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus. It's a restoring, restoration spirit.
Yes.
We thank you, glory be to God, that it's a deliverance spirit on this line tonight. And whatever she needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that suffice. You said they're new every morning.
God.
And God, we know she's looking to the author and finisher of her faith. She does look to the hills from which cometh her help. Her help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we know, even as Pastor Rebecca talked earlier, everybody's not serving you. Everybody's not honoring you. And, Lord, as a believer, I don't know what she's walking through, but, Lord, if she is being persecuted, if she has been mistreated, if she has experienced the hurt or the pain that some have shared on this line tonight, Lord, be that balm of Gilead. Be that healing balm of Gilead tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God that she is a strong woman, that she is that virtuous woman, that she is moving forward in spite of, Lord. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the cost of the oil,
yes,
because we know it's going to bring you glory in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, continue to cover her.
Yes.
Continue, as my wife said, give her wisdom,
yes,
on how to mend relationships that may have been broken,
yes,
on how to move, yes, forward, Lord, and have those conversations and effective communication with certain loved ones and relatives. Lord, teach her, glory be to God, how to interact even with those who are, Father God, confrontational. Glory be to God. So we thank you and we praise you for Sister Elaine. We thank you for this woman of God, Lord, that she would, Father God, honor you as you continue to honor her. Your word says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. And I see you drawing near to God and I see him making his way towards you in the name of Jesus. But as we talk, I believe that God is working and mending those areas that no man can touch but him.
Amen.
And I believe that God is doing something new in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Well,
amen.
God bless you.
God bless
to God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
To God be
hallelujah.
The glory.
Hallelujah.
God bless
hallelujah.
You. God is good.
Yes, God.
He loves
yes,
us. He
is.
Cares
yes,
about
yes.
us. And we just thank God for Sister Elaine. To God be good. God bless you.
God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening. To God be the glory. Pastor, the Spirit of God is strong on this line
yes.
tonight, and we're getting out of God's way.
Yeah.
I just take another call, and we're going to flow tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
hallelujah. We have another 919, and your number is ending in
8.
God bless you, 919.
God bless you, Pastor. This is Nichelle. I'm sorry. I was calling in tonight asking for prayer. I just would like spirit-led prayer, but I want to ask that you would also pray for my energy. I take some supplements for it as well, but I would like prayer about it because I've been feeling a little weak lately.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised.
Okay.
Lord, we pray, Father God, for the woman of God. Lord, we thank you for, Father God, her life, God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in her life. We thank you for stability, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for even everything that you're doing, Father God, behind the scenes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for opening doors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for I see doors opening. I see God elevating you in the spirit realm, even as you are going through some things with your energy. Seems to be a depletion of energy. It seems like no matter what you do, you're just tired. God is commanding your attention. There's a time of prayer that's required of you, personal prayer, not a pouring out but God is just calling you into another realm with him in your prayer room, in your war room. These are war room prayers where God wants you to begin to war over some things that are going on around you, some things that are going on in your life. There's a warfare, a spiritual warfare raging around you and your destiny and your purpose and your assignment, and God is calling you to a place in a position of prayer, a personal, deeper, not that you don't pray, but a personal death, a prayer where he's going, there's a laying out prostrate before the Lord, a laying before God, a warring before the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in Prophetess Nichelle's life. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for the warfare, my God, that's elevating her and taking her into a deeper dimension with you, into deeper depths with you, God. Lord, we bind up every demon on assignment against her life. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, that you are already, Father God, you have already gone before her to establish victory in her life, God. Lord, we thank you for a release of resources, a release of funds, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the car, Father God, the vehicle, Father God, that you we already prayed for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will restore her, my God. Oh, my God, I'm hearing again, times are refreshing. Mama Koshelema, or to be found in my presence. My God, as you continue to press into the presence of God, God says, I will restore you. I will restore your strength. I will restore your energy. My God, like Samson, I even hear God's, your hair is growing back. The virtue is coming back. My God, hallelujah, the anointing, my God, that seems to be dissipated is coming back. My God, through these times of refreshing, there's going to be a personal revival, my God, that's getting ready to take place in your life, a personal one-on-one revival that's getting ready to take place between you and God. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister and everything that you're doing, and continue, Father God, to build her up. My God, pour breath right, new breath right into her now, God. New wine, fresh oil, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in her life, and we count it. I hear you, God. I hear you. We count it already done in Jesus' mighty name. God says it's already done. Is already done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Even before you prayed, God said it was already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. And Pastor, I also see the enemy trying to weary her mind.
Yeah.
The word says, be not weary in well-doing.
Wow.
Keep doing well. You will reap that harvest because you're not going to faint. And the word also declares, as she waits on the Lord, he will renew her strength.
Yes, yes.
And you gave her the remedy, prayer.
Yeah, that's
that was the key.
Warfare.
Because sometimes when the enemy, our thoughts and our mind, he wearies us, it can turn into a physical fatigue. So I thank God, as you told her to pray, that's going to be that resting, and she's going to be refreshed and renewed. And I see her strength coming back already.
Yes.
To God be the
take
glory.
Take the physical, take the natural supplements. But there's a spiritual supplementation that's getting ready to hit your life. That's getting ready to hit your life and take you into a new season, a new realm with God. There's a spiritual supplementation that's going to take you into a new realm.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless you,
God bless you, Prophetess.
So much.
Amen.
You.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another caller. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. Area code 407.
407. God bless.
God bless you. How are you?
We're doing well tonight. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Have better days.
Praise you.
Amen. Who are we speaking with?
This is Angelia Miller calling from New Smyrna, Florida.
Well, God bless you, Angelia.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Is there a prayer request that you have tonight?
I just need prayer.
Amen. Let us pray.
I need the Lord to move. My daughter was in a car accident, so she got killed last weekend. We just had the funeral on Saturday, leaves behind two children. So I need a move of God that these kids, you know, they won't be homeless orphans, and school starts Monday. So it's a lot that needs to be taken care of.
Yes, yes, amen. Let us pray. We give our condolences to you, Mother. Amen. Father God, we pray, Father God, for this mother, oh God, on today, God. Lord, even as she's even grieving the loss of her daughter, God, we pray, Father God, that you will touch her on tonight. Oh, gracious Father, we know that you are able to heal all hurts, to heal all wounds, to heal all sorrow, oh God. So, Lord, we just, Father God, lift our sister up to you on today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, first and foremost, Father God, we just ask, Father God, that you will continue to comfort her, continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her and hold her in the grip of your mercy, oh God. Lord, there are just not enough words, Father God, that even can begin, but we know that there is power in prayer, oh God. So, Lord, we are lifting her up to your throne, and Lord, and I just feel your spirit restoring and refreshing her right now, Father God. And Father God, just wrap your arms around her, Father God, continue to keep her, continue to walk with her, continue to encourage her, oh God, and speak to her, Father God, even through the midnight hours, even through the tears, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for those two grandchildren, oh God, her grandchildren, even as school is about to start, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will touch those children, oh God, Father God, and help them to deal, Father God, with their mother not being here any longer, God. Father God, we, Father God, pray, Father God, your healing balm upon their hearts, oh God, Father God, and we bind up the hands of Satan and the hands of the enemy that will try to come to wreak havoc in their young lives and in the lives of their grandmother and all of the loved ones, oh God, there in Florida and beyond, Father God, and we, Father God, pray, Father God, for solutions, oh God, that they won't, these children will have, Father God, a home, oh God, that they will have, Father God, a loving environment, God, that they will have everything that they need for school, God. We know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God, that you are moving in the middle of this situation, God. And we believe, oh God, that it's already done, oh God, that you are sending angels, that you're sending help from the sanctuary, that you're sending, Father God, people, Father God, who will, Father God, just begin to surround this family, send the extended family, send the village, oh God, Father God, send those who care, those who love, Father God, this mother and these grandchildren, Father God, and Father God, just send a village around them, oh God, that will surround them, that will hold up their arms, oh God, and help them through this process. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, God, even in the middle of it all, God, and we thank you, Lord, because we know, God, that you are moving, and we know that you are provident, that your providence reigns. So continue to bless this mother, continue to bless this woman of God. She came to the altar for prayer. She came to touch the hem of your garments. So, Lord, we release virtue to her on tonight, God. We release power to her on tonight that she can continue to make this journey. You said you never leave us or forsake us. You said you would dry every tear. You said you will always be with us. So, Lord, we're praying that prayer of comfort to this woman of God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for being the lifter of her head. We thank you, Lord, for being her comfort in the midnight hour. We thank you, Lord, for being her healer and her redeemer. And we thank you, Lord, for being all that she needs during this time, during this season. And give her, Father God, whatever she needs during this season. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Continue to touch Angelina, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, we are so sorry to hear about your daughter, and we will continue to pray for you and your grandchildren. We're going to continue to pray for you continually, and please do call us back. And anytime you need prayer, we're here every Tuesday night. Please do join the prayer line, and we will walk with you through this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, our heart goes out to that entire family.
Yes.
God knows more than what we know, and we cast our cares upon him. He cares, and God is going to be with that family in
yes.
their real time of mourning and their time of need. So we will continue to pray for her. We're going to take another caller tonight. This is coming from the area code of 678. God bless this evening, 678.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just want to come on the line to say that I give thanks to God that he has never in my entire life that I could remember has given me the spirit of not forgiving and holding grudges, because I don't know what it is to hold a grudge, and I don't want to know it either. So
Amen.
I give thanks
Amen.
To God that he has given me that spirit. I'm sure it must be an ugly feeling, something that I don't want to feel, but thank God that I never experienced anything like that. I've always been that type of person. No matter what, I'm always forgiving, and I just don't even know how to hold a grudge, and I give him thanks for that. And I just want you to continue praying for that disability benefit. And I just want to say, the Lord is my God and my salvation. Whom should I fear? Thank you. You have a good night.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And we really do love the fact that God has given you a
grace.
Measure of faith and grace in that area.
Grace.
And it is a wonderful, wonderful attribute in this human life, because
yes.
Sometimes we go through very hurtful times and periods in our lives. And as you said, he has given you the grace to move beyond
yes. I've been,
situations
I've been through a,
that.
Yes.
Amen.
I've been through a lot of hurtful feeling, Pastor Anthony, but there's not 1 ounce of grudge in me or hatred towards anybody, or I just forgive everybody, I guess. I don't know.
Well, praise God.
Listen, I have to think about me.
Thing.
I want to be happy too.
Well, that's great. That's a
Amen.
Great thing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the heart of Maria. This is why she has a song. This is why she has a hymn. This is why she has spiritual songs, because before her mother's womb, you knew her and you
yes.
called her and you ordained her.
Yes.
And even as she has been transplanted tonight with this wonderful characteristic that you have gifted her with, this one of forgiveness, God, it is a supernatural characteristic. We thank you, Lord, that she has the ability to not hold or harbor bitterness in her heart and anger and resentment. So, God, keep, Father God, the joy of the Lord, her strength.
Yes.
Allow her to enjoy life, as she said, in spite of what she walks through. And right now, in the name of Jesus, she has this situation, God, with the courts and the disability and the monies and the benefits and the income and everything tied up, God, in this situation. And we thank you, Lord, for favor concerning her well-being. God, we believe in by faith that is going to happen and go according to your will in her favor. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you in advance that all things will work together for Maria's good. And we thank you that she would praise you and glorify your name in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so continue to meet every need financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Meet every need, God,
hallelujah,
pertaining to life and godliness.
Yes,
God. So, Lord, we thank you that you will give her the money that she needs, the resources that she needs to pertain and sustain her livelihood. So in the name of Jesus, she's asking for your hand to be in this situation, for your hand, God, to move on her behalf,
yes,
for
Lord.
Your spirit, Lord, to influence those who have the decision-making power in their hands. So we believe by faith right now that it's already done. So, God, have your way in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of
so continue to bless her child, bless her son.
Yes,
and I thank you for this family. And we give you praise for them tonight in Jesus' name.
Do
we say
amen.
Amen. And live and let God. Live and let God.
All right.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Amen. God be all the glory.
Let go and let God. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. We're going to pray for a few people on the line just before we go down. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for those who are on the line who did not come on with prayer requests on tonight. Lord, touch every person. We thank you for those listening to the archive. Touch every person on this prayer line today, God. Lord, help us to not only forgive others, but help us to forgive ourselves, God. So often we forgive other people, but we hold ourselves hostage for what happened as if it were our fault, or we hold ourselves hostage because of our reaction, or because we got angry, or because we did or said something in that anger. So, Lord, help us to forgive ourselves. There will be no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. Help us to get out of, from under the hand of the accuser and release ourselves by releasing even unforgiveness and blame against our own selves. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We are free.
I'm free.
We are free in Christ and free indeed tonight, God, that we are not perfect, God, but we are seeking perfection through you and your blood. Help us, Father God, to forgive those who have trespassed against us, God. Father God, we need your help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my mother, Mother May Thomas. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you that she always has a praise in her heart and the praise on her lips, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen Callow and her household. God, we thank you for what you're doing with her and her family, God, and the blessing that she is to myself and my husband and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. Lord, we thank you for Minister Prophet Jamal and his wife, Prophetess Gail, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives and their marriage, and we speak a blessing over their marriage and over their ministry, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Rita Pearl, God, and the blessing that she is to this church and to this family and to this prayer line, God. And Lord, all who are listening and all who are on the line and all who are listening to the archives and all who are connected, the Sister Tanisha and Tracy Johnson, Sister Tanisha, Brother Elijah and the Davis family, Lord, we thank you for each and every family. In the name of Jesus, for Sister Miriam and Prophet Anthony, God, we thank you, Lord, for the tribe, oh God, that you have gathered together on this prayer line, God, like-minded, like-spirited individuals, God, who are seeking your face for your glory. So, Lord, we just thank you. Bless each and every household. Bless every marriage. Bless every family. Bless, oh God, each and every situation. Bring monies where money is needed. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Bring open doors and opportunity where open doors and opportunity are needed. Manifest yourself mightily where we need to see you and we need to behold you face to face. So, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line. Bless our family. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren. Continue to bless New Creation Christian Ministries, the local assembly, God. We thank you for the musicians. And Larry, we thank you for those who are gathering, those who visit. Bless this book launch that's coming up, Victory Over Cancer. Bless, oh God, oh my God, everything, Father God, that is connected to this ministry and everything that you have already ordained. So, Lord, we just thank you. And we praise you for the breakthrough. We thank you that some of us are about to pop and give birth and manifest your glory in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. So we rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say, rejoice, and we praise you, God. No matter what's going on, we praise you. No matter what has happened, we praise you, because the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. So we give this prayer line to you and say, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. We are going down from this prayer line. We thank God for each and every one of you. Lord, we thank you for each and every seed that's sown into this ministry. Thank you for those who are sowing, tithing, and giving. Bless every ministry seed. Bless every sower. Bless every giver. And Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Bless those, Father God, that bless this ministry above and beyond what they can think, ask, or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So for those who want to sow, you could go over to NCCM, New Creation Christian Ministries, nccmonline.org, and you could, there's a donate button there if you would like to give tonight. And also there's a word on the video page, look a little closer. Tomorrow we're going to be updating that word, but look a little closer is there tonight, so that you can hear the preached word on tonight if you're hungry for more. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake. When you've taken all that you can take.
I can't hear y'all clap.